What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to another edition of NFL University. I'm Steven Serta of Arrowhead Pride. NFL University is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Got plenty to get to on today's show. Got an update on the Deshaun Watson punishment hearing that we need to get to, as well as Terry McLaurin getting paid. Love Terry's game. Excited to see him get that contract in Washington. And there was a pretty big announcement this week on Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell signing a deal for an exhibition boxing match on July 30th at Crypto.com Arena. So that got us thinking we are going to pick some of our favorite NFL players that we'd like to see in a boxing match a little bit later in the show. But we begin today with a debate that spilled over into the group chat between Kyle Posey of Niners Nation, as well as Justice Mosqueda of Acme Packing Co., about something I sent out a little bit earlier on in the day about eating leftover Chipotle. And I didn't have any chips, so I was just eating it with broken up tostada shells, which I actually think is better than the Chipotle chips. But KP's got an issue with Chipotle. I don't think it was the tostada shells. I think it was the fact that I was just eating Chipotle.
Tostada shells sound like they're better than anything that's at Chipotle. I would go as far to say that, just sticking with the tostada shells real quick, if you can find just like top tier tortilla chips, you are in for a great time. Like, that is a necessity. But Chipotle, no flavor. I would not call that real Mexican. I would say it's like the Kirk Cousins of food, right? Like, you can always do better. Like, nobody really wants Chipotle, but it's a habit. I've never understood it. Maybe you can speak to more of this, Steve, but I think it's just kind of out of routine, and I hope that this doesn't burst a lot of people's bubbles, and this might, you know, make a lot of enemies for me, but I hate to break it to you that the Chipotle that you've been eating all your life is not good.
Because you're in Arizona now. I don't know how it was in Iowa, but, like, I'm on the West Coast. I could throw a rock and find good Mexican food. There's a place around the corner for me. Great Mexican food. Tacos are $1.50. You get four of them for $6. It's awesome. By the way, KP, have you tried this goes for anyone. Tortilla chips. If you can find Juanita's, I'm sure you can order them online or something like that. Juanita's, fire. I grew up probably 5 minutes away from the Juanita's factory. Amazing. Best chips. Like, ruined chips for me because I can't have, like, just normal scoops or something like that. Just ruined
it. Just threw a bag away last night. Like, just finished a bag, I guess, last
night. Of Juanita's? So, yeah. There we go, baby. Yeah, Hood River, Oregon, 541, stand up.
You know what the bag looks like.
Steve, what's your go-to order at Chipotle?
So, my go-to order, and I'll explain my reasoning for eating Chipotle, because I think it's a valid one. And I don't love Chipotle, but, like, it's fine when you're just...
I love the word, like, just picking on you right now, by the way.
I gotta eat something, and I gotta just shuffle some food into my face. That's, like, when I eat Chipotle. But my go-to order is white rice, black beans, bowl, of course, steak, the pico, hot salsa, cheese, sour cream, lettuce, a little bit of corn salsa on top, and then get, like, chips and maybe a tortilla on the side, and guac too. Gotta get the guac. But
my first coaching job when I moved here, we had a camp and that we had Chipotle. Maybe I'm still scarred from this, but our D-line coach ordered, like, triple meat, and I just watched him eat it within, like, 5 minutes. And I've never been so, like, disgusted in my life by a human. Just like, oh, oh, come on.
They give you, the camps, they give you food.
Yes.
They give you food.
They actually do, yes.
Like, I remember one time we were at a camp at Linfield. It's a really good D3 program with a lot of local ties and stuff. And it's an open cafeteria, right? So, like, you can grab anything you want. It's kind of like a buffet almost. And the kids, dude, chocolate milk becomes currency. Like, it might as well be American dollars at that point at a football camp. Like, chocolate milk will take you a long way. So, I will say, though, the last thing about Chipotle, I feel like I get judgmental about Mexican food, but I realize, like, it's because of, like, where I grew up. Like, I had Mexican food at, like, someone told me it was, like, the best Mexican spot in Mobile, Alabama one time when I went down for the Senior Bowl. It was terrible. If that's the Mexican food I had, yeah, I'd just end up eating Chipotle. I remember, like, growing up, right? So, like, I'm in the Pacific Northwest, obviously. Our local water system is pretty great, right? It's just, like, runoff from, like, a mountain. And I remember growing up and being like, I don't get why people drink and buy plastic water bottles all the time. I don't understand. And then I went to Vegas and drank the tap water and was like, I would also be buying plastic water bottles if this was my situation. Yeah. So I feel like I'm a little bit judgmental. Maybe the Mexican food in Kansas City, the options aren't as good. I know it's not in Mobile, Alabama, but on the West Coast, I don't have any need for it. I actually just got Chipotle for the first time at a wedding in McMinnville, Oregon.
Oh no! I went to catered Chipotle like for the wedding food.
No.
That would be amazing if that was true. Saying,
but at the wedding,
I feel a little frustrated about that.
Not to derail this too much, but the wedding happened on the corner of a UFO festival, and they were saying their vows as like the drums started. So
okay,
that's something that happened.
Okay, last thing about Chipotle, and this is just me explaining myself really quick. So there are a lot of good Mexican spots in Kansas City and a lot of good taco places, but I was just trying to order something quick, and I actually did look at two different Mexican spots that I was just going to order takeout from, but it was so expensive. Like, one place, it was like $25 for like tacos and chips and salsa, and then the next place, it was like $27 for tacos and chips and salsa. This isn't like Uber Eats. This is carryout. Like, I'm going to pick this thing up. And
inflation,
I was like,
kicking your ass, bro.
I was like, man, I'm not... I was like, okay, I'm not spending $30 on tacos. I'll just go to Chipotle and spend like $12 and just crush it and move on with my day. So in that circumstance, I did have the right idea in trying to order locally from a good Mexican spot, but I settled for Chipotle because I didn't want to spend that much money. I need to find a place here in Kansas City that's like the place you got, Justice, where there's like $1.50 tacos, because yeah, so $5 a piece for a taco just seemed absolutely outrageous to me. So that's all the Chipotle talk on today's episode, I promise. But let's get into some of the quick news that we want to update you on. The hearing regarding a potential suspension for quarterback Deshaun Watson was underway on Tuesday. The NFL is looking for an indefinite suspension, reportedly, according to Pro Football Talk, for the Browns quarterback. And it continued today into Wednesday. Now, we don't know if it's necessarily... if there's going to be a conclusion to it today, if it's going to extend, how long this could take. I would imagine it's going to be drawn out, but it seems like a suspension is coming in the near future, whether that's going to be season long, indefinite, or they're going to come to some kind of settlement with the Browns quarterback. But there's not much to add there. It's just kind of an update for you guys, and we'll see where it goes from here. But another news item: Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin signed a 3-year extension worth up to $71 million in new money. That places him amongst the NFL's top 5 highest paid wide receivers in football. And I think Terry is one of the most underrated playmakers in football because his situation has just been absolutely terrible from a quarterback perspective in Washington. And he absolutely deserves this money. And I'm happy Terry got it with 3 years so he can still get away from Washington at some point. I think this was a good move for Terry in general.
Yeah, great move to go 3 years and then still be able to get another lucrative contract while you still, you know, have your skills, you know, you're not over the hill yet. This should have been a guaranteed contract. just because of what he's been through and what he's about to go through for the next 3 years. Like, who knows if Carson Wentz will even be the starter come midseason, right? So, I mean, I would, if we're talking about guaranteed contract, this would be the one for him. But yeah, as you said, he's very good. When we do hand out these contracts, that's when the hyperbole starts to happen. I want to ask you guys, do you think he's a top 10 wide receiver?
Easy.
Easily. Wow.
I don't know. I'd have to list him. He's in whatever tier the 10th wide receiver is in. Terry's in that same tier.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I don't know if he's top 10, but he's good. I mean, $24 million on a short-term contract where he's going to be able to get another opportunity to sign another deal in his prime. That's a great spot for him, I think.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Terry McLaurin or T. Higgins?
Terry.
T's going to get paid next year, I believe. There's like a group of younger wideouts like Debo, DK. They're about to get paid this summer too. Steve, T or Terry?
I'd rather have Terry too. And there is so many talented wide receivers right now. Maybe he's not exactly in the top 10, but I think that he is that caliber of player. Like, I just don't know how many wide receivers in the NFL could put the numbers that he's put up with just the awful, like, horrendous quarterback situation that he's had. It's kind of reminiscent of Stephon Diggs with Kirk Cousins, but Terry's situation is so much worse than Kirk was with Diggs.
The 82 game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, we are going to build some of what we'd like to see be NFL boxing matches this coming off of the announcement that Adrian Peterson is going to fight Le'Veon Bell in an exhibition boxing match on July 30th at Crypto.com Arena. First of all, any thoughts on this fight? AP, Lev Bell, who's got the upper hand?
I was like, all I can think of is just jokes. Like, is AP going to show up with like a switch? Is he going to have like a prop? I don't know. Is this going to even be any good? It feels like most of the time when I do this, like the Frank Gore one, it doesn't end well for the athletes. So,
do you guys get in on these like exhibition boxing matches? Like,
oh, that? I'll watch them. I watch the Jake Paul fight, bro.
I'm not really into it. Like, I don't really care.
Cause it feels like a money grab. Is that why?
Yeah. It's just a money grab. And like, yeah, the Paul brothers, like I just, generally seem like they kind of suck as people, and so I just don't want to buy their pay-per-views and support them in any way.
Oh, we're not buying them. I'm just watching. Yeah, I will say the one immediate thought is crypto.com arena. I wonder how long that lasts. It's not like a 10-year contract. I don't know if they have the liquid and to pay for 10 years.
Did they get that money up front?
Might need a Jake Paul fight to keep that 10-year contract.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with AP and Le'Veon Bell. I don't really have any thoughts on the fight either. We'll see.
I got AP.
Yeah, I feel like
I like his chances.
AP's got the legendary, like, hand-breaking handshake, and so you feel like maybe he could just throw a good punch. I don't know about Le'Veon Bell, but I feel like Le'Veon Bell is really into boxing. Is like part of his workout routine.
Well, he's really into rapping too. And here's the problem. I've heard his raps. They're not good. So
yeah, they're not great.
I've seen him operate with confidence outside of football and not really succeed. So I got AP in this.
Have you seen the lines? Is there a line yet?
I don't know. We should check DraftKings. Plug, plug, plug.
Yeah. Hey. Let's say, I have to imagine there's got to be one. Maybe not. Maybe there isn't a turnaround yet, but there's got to be one at some point. The way I did this was I was kind of trying to think of like fair fights in terms of weight size. And so I kind of went by position and KP gave us some fights kind of based off of just NFL beef, which is probably the better way to do it. Like your top fight was Baker versus Odell Beckham Jr. Like, yeah, I think that's a fight. I might actually pay to see that. Like, I think I might actually pay for that fight.
Crypto, that's what you should have hosted right there. Could you imagine just the build-up and the lead-up with everything that went on with in both of their seasons last year and how Baker's kind of on the outside looking in? Baker, for whatever reason, wants to leave Cleveland right now, even though he could set himself up for a nice little payday if he were to just play another year with all the weapons that they have and the team that they have. By the way, Peterson is an underdog. He's plus 140. Bell is minus 180. So maybe they have some hidden videos of Bell fighting that we haven't seen. I don't know.
I don't buy it. Also, there's no way in terms of Baker, OBJ, we're talking to healthy OBJ, right? Like, he doesn't have to fight like in the next 2 months.
Well, of course.
There's no way Baker has hands. No way. Baker, it like seems like a guy, like if there's a brawl on the field, he's definitely shoving before he's punching.
Calling his dad.
I do. I feel like Baker's he's the loud guy. Like he's willing to start it with his mouth and then he lets his buddies come in.
Hold me back.
I'm trying to think. The only time we've ever seen him be like crazy aggressive, right? Is Kansas, right? Where his senior
on the sideline 53 yards away.
And then after the game against Ohio State where he plants the flag, right? After the game. So, I don't know.
Some of those guys still haven't let go. Like Bosa, like when they played the Browns last time, he got a sack. He planted the flag because Baker did it like 3 years earlier. Athletes are petty, man. So, I don't know. Maybe Baker has a sneaky, feisty side.
Well, and then Odell this week, I think he shared that portrait of himself in a Rams uniform, picking himself up in a Browns uniform.
Incredible.
Just incredible shade from Odell Beckham Jr. I think that's a really good one because I do think there's like legitimate animosity and they would legitimately want to beat each other up. Like, this isn't just a payday thing. This is like we really dislike each other and we would like to hurt the other person.
Who is on Baker's side in the Browns locker room, do you think? Anybody?
Not fathers of the players.
I don't know. I don't think there's anybody. It doesn't seem like that's another thing in this whole thing. Like, nobody's come out and said, I love my quarterback, Baker Mayfield, like throughout all of this. Like, I can't think of one player who stepped up for Baker during the OBJ thing, during the Deshaun Watson thing, during the whole Browns chaos. Like, I feel like nobody has really come out and said, like, we could have just kept Baker. Like, Baker's my guy.
Well, I mean, think about it. They gave David Njoku a $54 million contract. Think about what he's done. They're basically saying, you no longer have Baker as a quarterback, so now you're going to be good. Essentially, they're betting on his athleticism and upside, which I would do too, but they're ignoring his rookie year, his rookie contract, and because of the quarterback he had. And that's how I read it. I don't know. That may be off, but.
Yeah. No, I think there is something to be said about that. But my next fight, and I mentioned I tried to go kind of position oriented to try to make the fights fair a little bit. And my quarterback matchup, I selected Josh Allen versus Cam Newton. And this really has to do with the fact that, you know, I thought about Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes because on a football field, like that's, you know, equivalent to one another. But in a boxing ring, I think Josh Allen would absolutely crush Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a fighter. I don't think he's got hands. Josh Allen's just so big and has so much size. Like, I feel like the equivalent to that was Cam Newton at the quarterback position. Like, they're similar size, similar weights. Like, they're both just big, freak, physical athletes. And I think I'd be interested in seeing that boxing match.
The only thing that matters to me is Cam's, like, entrance. Think about that walk.
That's what I was going to say. His promos, about, man. Yeah, his promos would be great.
Everything he would wear leading up, it would be incredible. Yes, yeah, so that alone would probably make me bet on Cam, and I would probably lose. But, yeah. Who was the boxer? I forgot his name. He wore, like, the spikes on his shoulder. He fought Fury.
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah, Wilder. He would make Wilder's entrance look like nothing, I imagine. He would just go so over the top.
That is, like, because Cam would be talking trash too. Like, you need like the Conor McGregor level of like showmanship ahead of a fight. And I feel like Cam would just be running his mouth like crazy. So yeah, we'd like to see that one. I think Cam would definitely put on a show there. Your next fight, KP, was Michael Thomas versus Carlton Davis.
Slant boy.
And I had forgotten about this. I still think that Slant Boy is one of the most disrespectful things an NFL player has ever said publicly about another NFL player. And so size-wise, this might be weird, but I do think there would be legitimate, like, angry fists, like, I want to injure this person.
I just, yes. Yes. It's been going on for a while, right? And so they're in the same division. They go head-to-head a couple times a year. I just don't think Carlton Davis respects him even a little bit. And because of that, like, the animosity would go to obnoxious levels. Michael Thomas probably still thinks he's the best wide receiver in the NFL, even though he hasn't played in what feels like forever. So he would probably feel like he has something to prove. I just think the jawing there would be, like, again, if we're just talking about the buildup, the tweets back and forth, or, you know, when, you know, in boxing, they have that pre-fight where they're taking pictures with their hands next to each other. Something's going to happen right there. I would feel very confident about that. So that alone would make me want to see this.
I think I got Michael Thomas in the actual fight, though. He's got the length.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of length there.
Yeah. I don't know, though. All these injuries, like, I don't know. Like, can Michael Thomas hold up? Like, or do I think that he's, like, soft now, that Carlton Davis is just, like, scrappy and he can give him a problem? I don't know. Yeah, this is that's a fight I'm definitely interested in. Another one of my fights that I picked was Myles Garrett versus Nick Bosa. And again, I'm just kind of picking, like, freak athletes that I think, like, it'd be cool to just see these guys go at it in a boxing ring. I almost picked Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, but that just wouldn't be a fair fight. I would like to see that. Like, I would kind of like to see Mason Rudolph just get knocked out by Myles Garrett, but it certainly wouldn't be a fair fight.
That would be like minus 1,000 Myles Garrett at the very, very least. I don't know who would beat Myles Garrett. Because
I think it might be Nick Bosa.
I was gonna, if there was one person, it would be Bosa.
Yeah.
Garrett, why are you taking Bosa?
Garrett doesn't like playing run defense. I think Bosa's a little more scrappy.
It's well, and you hear the stories about the Bosa brothers and their, like, upbringing and, like, the way they just groomed those guys to be, like, menacing football players, and they literally just have, like, feed them, like, full pigs and, like, whole, like, racks of cow every day. Like, it just feels like they've been groomed for this their entire lives.
Yeah. Bosa's ever thrown a punch.
Bosa got, like, a concussion and then, like, 2 days later was like, yeah, I can play a playoff game.
Yep. That's him.
He'll go down to, like, a seven count. and then pop right back up. I could see it.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair fight. I don't know if I'd pick Bosa. I still think I'd go Myles Garrett. Like, his just freak athleticism, speed. Like, I think he'd just be able to get one over on Nick Bosa in that battle. KP's next fight.
Real quick, who's the better football player, Myles Garrett or Nick?
Garrett. I think Garrett just has a pass rusher. You're taking that every time.
Yeah, I'd pick Myles Garrett right now, but Nick Bosa obviously still plenty of upside, even though he's been fantastic so far.
That was quick, too, for both of you guys. I don't know that there's a wrong answer. I mean, we're talking about, what, like top three, top four edge rushers. Dang, Bosa's really freaking good. Myles Garrett, also really freaking good.
Yeah, I think it comes down to me, like, with Myles Garrett, yeah, just as a pass rusher, and, like, when he's healthy, like, he's playing himself into, like, that defensive player of the year category, and I still think that Nick Bosa can still, like, ascend to that level. But the next fight from KP, Vic Fangio versus John Harbaugh. This is a good flagrant one.
This is elder abuse.
This is like the parking lot fight. Like, this is the fight that goes on while everybody's still, like, trying to get into the arena, and, like, everybody's crushing beers in the parking lot before they go in because it costs $15 inside. That's Vic Fangio and John Harbaugh.
Yeah, and the backstory here, last year, right, where John Harbaugh just wanted to get Lamar a certain record, and I think it was 100 yards or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He wanted to keep the consecutive 100 yard games alive.
Which, cool, very cool to do for your players. That should be widely accepted. It is a game that we are talking about, and I'm sure he's probably incentivized to do so. Vic Fangio, old school dinosaur, was not happy about that, and the two went back and forth. I don't know what I mean. First of all, I'm not going to bet against a Harbaugh and E fight, so I would just take Harbaugh, take John here. I think he's a hell of a coach, by the way. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he's done. But Fangio just seems like a guy who would complain the whole fight, like complain the whole time leading up, and just make it miserable so nobody would root for him.
Going out on a limb and saying the 63-year-old isn't winning the boxing match.
Thank you, Justice.
And John's not quite as crazy as Jim, but, like, he still has that. Like, I think he's just better at hiding it than Jim. So
that's, like, not a fair comparison for, like, anybody, by the way.
Yeah. So I just, like, you could see him, you know, biting Vic Fangio's ear off, like Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield or something like that. Like, that
Jim
you
told
just
me
know
to.
Harbaugh's got that in him. Yeah. 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 Jim's in his corner. Just bite it. Bite it right now. So my next fight, I chose Derrick Henry versus Jonathan Taylor. Derrick Henry's got a little bit of size on him. He'd have to drop some weight for this thing. But, man, these two dudes just, I think, you know, argument for top 1-2 running back in the NFL. They're both just physical monsters. And I think Derrick Henry would win this fight, but I'd still like to see this. I would pay for this fight.
I'm taking Derrick Henry over, like, anybody, honestly. I can't see him. What are you going to – so you're going to hit him with, like, a 1-2. You're going to hit him with a hook, hit him with an uppercut, whatever it may be. He's going to go down? Like, how many shots is it going to take for you to get Derrick Henry down? That's a real question.
I kind of like Jonathan Taylor here. He's got a little more wiggle. You can't be super stiff and win as a boxer. I don't know.
Could he tire Derrick Henry out? Like, play on the ropes.
They're like, oh, it's third down. Derrick Henry walks out of the ring.
Bring up bring up his fourth quarter stats. He gets stronger as the fight goes on. He gets stronger as the game goes on, man. You talk about being agile. We're in a boxing ring, man. He doesn't have to avoid a linebacker. He just has a sidestep. He probably has, the reach on him, too. Who would be favorite?
I think Henry would be favorite.
Yeah, I think Henry's favorite too.
So I meant to ask this. So we talked about Vic Fangio and John Harbaugh. What NFL head coach right now, like, do you think is, like, could step into a boxing ring and like beat all of the rest of them. Dan Campbell's such a good answer.
Mr. Kneecap. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Campbell.
He probably wants this to happen. Like he's ready for the day for this to happen.
He's at the owners meetings. Just like, man, I wish someone would.
That's how they decide who gets the number one overall pick from now on. Oh, like man. Just a boxing bracket and Dan Campbell just wins every year.
CJ Stroud, welcome to Detroit.
You got to fight your head coach for the starting job.
I'm on board with this. That would be a fun way to pick the NFL draft order. I think the older coaches, like Andy Reid, can't fight anybody, but like he could substitute somebody. Like he could put one of his assistants in there or something for
him. He just throws Bieniemy in. He's like, here,
yeah,
have your shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with this now, but next boxing match from KP, Mike Tomlin versus Antonio Brown. This is a really good one. I think I would take Tomlin. Like, even though I know Antonio Brown's in good shape and he's always been like an insane athlete and like workout exercise all the time, and probably still is, even though he's probably not going to be in the NFL next year. I just think that Tomlin,
according to him,
think Tomlin's feisty, man. Tomlin's feisty. I just don't think Tomlin's going down.
Give me the dog here. Probably a short dog too. Mike Tomlin. I don't know what his background is, like where he's from, but I imagine he's been in plenty of fights. And I imagine Antonio Brown is going to be like the showboater kind of guy, the guy who's dancing around, prancing around the ring, doing all this fluff before the boxing match actually starts. And then once it's time, just nope, no power, no nothing. And Tomlin catches him. And I would even bet the KO line on this one, baby. I'm taking Tomlin all the way.
I bet Tomlin has elite dad strength.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I'm betting on dad strength in this situation. Also, like, there's no promise that, like, Antonio Brown makes it to the fight, right? Like, there's always
a great point.
Other factors that can play in. Like, I could see him like weight day, just like, oh, he's 20 pounds over the limit somehow. Like this doesn't make sense. And then he's like, well, I didn't actually want to do this anyway. So
if this fight is in like Vegas or Miami or something where he has a chance to go out the night before, yeah, good luck.
Or like the first time Mike Tomlin just pops him really good, he just walks out of the ring.
Nope. Yep. I'm good.
Yeah.
Shirt off, he's doing jumping jacks.
Yeah. Same thing he did with the Bucks. Just peace out. I'm out of here and it's over.
Be on brand.
Yeah. I could totally see that with Antonio Brown. I think all of that about Antonio Brown is so true. Like Mike Tomlin would not only win the fight, but would be the heavy betting favorite, despite the fact that he's like 18 years older than Antonio Brown, like easily. My next fight, and this is one of my favorite ones that I picked, was cornerback matchup between Jalen Ramsey and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is just notorious for being one of the louder corners in the NFL and really trash talking. I think it was Michael Thomas, his own teammate, who punched him in practice. And I think Michael Thomas like broke his hand and had to sit out games because of it. I just think there's a lot of NFL players that would really like to fight Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And we know Jalen Ramsey is not afraid of a fight, as we've seen occasionally here on the football field. So I think this would be entertaining. This would be the most entertaining, just trash talk hype fight too, in general, from both sides.
Whatever the number of punches thrown, just hammer the under, because they would just be talking trash the whole time. They'd be just going in a circle the entire time, just talking crap to each other. I don't think anybody's going to actually throw a punch, though. They don't really seem like the two guys who, like, sure, they do talk an insane amount of trash, and they mix it up every now and then, but I think it stays at the talking trash level as opposed to getting into the physical stuff. Like, you remember the AJ Green fight with Ramsey? He said Coughlin told him to just lay there and not do anything in a fight. Like, come on, man.
I don't know who wins this fight, but I would want Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to win. Just keeping that streak alive him just be able to talk trash is
the tweets after, if you want.
And this guy got in Tom Brady's face. Tom Brady.
It would never end, too. We'd be 25 years down the line, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson still be tweeting at Jalen Ramsey about that time he beat him in a boxing match.
So yeah. Good.
Like the hype and the back and forth around that one would be by far the most entertaining, just a verbal fight I think that we could have picked on this list. Last couple ones for me, my defensive line fight, Aaron Donald versus Cam Hayward. There was a couple of guys that I almost picked here to go up against Aaron Donald. I think Aaron Donald had to be the number one option just because he's Aaron Donald. Sure. And Aaron Donald legitimately looks like he could just go be a heavyweight boxer too, right? and be good at it. Like Derek Wolfe was somebody that I considered just because I think of all the stories like from that Broncos locker room about what a psychopath he is and how like a Super Bowl winning team that had an incredible defense that had like peak Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, and they were like, no, Derek Wolfe's the guy that nobody messes with. That's the dude that everybody's afraid of in the locker room. So I thought about him, but he's coming off a hip surgery. I don't think Derek's getting around very well these days. So I went with Cam Hayward, who seems to be only getting better with age. And I think physically, he's got the best chance of matching up with Aaron Donald.
I'm not betting against Donald against anybody. When a person like Aaron Donald willingly flaunts his physique like Aaron Donald does, I feel like it's for a reason, right? Like he wants you to know, don't mess with me. So sometimes it's just all talk, but I don't think that's the case here with old Donald.
You've seen him like spar with the guy with knives, right? You've seen that video where he's like, he's sparring with the trainer and the trainer has knives in his hand and he's still
very
like,
normal thing to do.
All the punches.
What game was it where Aaron Donald like went to the sideline, took off his pads and everything, and then put his helmet back on to go start a fight? Like after the game, I don't remember who it was against, but yeah, that's Aaron Donald. Like he took all of his stuff off, put his helmet back on, and said, "Okay, let's go." Yeah,
I'm not betting against Donald.
Yeah,
even though Cam Hayward is interesting because he does have the length, but I just don't know if there's he is just a ball of power. He's just in a ball of explosion. I would not bet anyone to beat him. Maybe
like
in the world.
Body shots? Good Lord, man.
And just his speed. Like, there's a legitimate chance, I think, that if Aaron Donald took boxing seriously and stepped into a ring, he's just like prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Just dominating
him. Like, give Aaron Donald 9 months. He could be the, like, MMA champion.
Endurance is there. Power is there. Agility. Like, everything you need is there. He probably just needs to work on it, like fine tune his, you know, throwing punches, and that should take nothing for a guy like that.
I think he'd just be an absolute monster. Last one from me, and this is my offensive lineman matchup. I picked Trent Williams versus Tyron Smith, and again, this is just strictly an athletic matchup. I think, though, like Trent Williams is an absolute monster and beast, but in terms of just like physique and conditioning, I might take Tyron Smith here because he's just like, when you look at his size and how big he is and how muscular he is for an offensive tackle, it just doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense how cut Tyron Smith is as a player.
His arms are long as hell too. Like that's one of the other issues. I just realized, speaking of arm length, we missed one.
I Chandler just got Jones. One too.
Ooh. Chandler Jones.
I was right? Going to go Danielle Hunter.
Chandler Jones and Danielle Hunter. Let's throw them into a ring. I'd buy that right now.
In 2019, when the Vikings played the 49ers in the playoffs, like I was on the sideline and I saw 99 in purple walk by, and I've never seen an athlete like that. Like there was no body fat, no nothing. He was just – he looked like an action figure. It was insane. Jones would be a good one because his brother, obviously, UFC fighter. Trent Williams, Hooper, athlete. They tell stories like, when he would go in Houston and he would play basketball, like people obviously don't think that he would be any good, but he was just like killing people. So he's a very good athlete. I mean, you guys have seen him move. We know his power because he hit Richard Sherman in the face. yeah, I'm not going to bet against Trent. I would take Trent over Tyron.
I think I'd take Trent just because Tyron can't stay healthy anymore.
Right.
But Tyron, before he would have gotten banged up, I think he would have been might have been the best offensive lineman fighter. Like Steven mentioned, like, dude, he's long as hell. He's got no fat on him and somehow can play NFL left tackle. Like, that's crazy. I don't think we've ever seen a guy as cut as him, as athletic as him, as long as him in the NFL. It just seems like he's past his heyday now. So I'd be willing to take Trent.
He is in his prime. Like, he is the actual physical manifestation of the Incredible Hulk. Like, he just actually is that guy. Like, it doesn't make any sense how massive he is as a person. And yeah, you're probably right. He's past his prime, injuries and stuff. So Trent would probably get him.
There were probably bodybuilders who had photos of Tyron Smith at some point.
Like, they wanted to aspire to what he was bringing.
They're like, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying.
It's pretty
so
crazy
what's
that,
our
the athletes that we've been blessed with, man.
So what's our, before we get out of here, what's our main event? Like, what's headlining this boxing match?
I think it might be Cam, Josh and Cam.
Yeah, I mean, it's
or quarterback. Tom or AB.
people would want to see the quarterback. And with the way that we talked about Cam's intro, it probably would.
Yeah, I feel like that would be one of the worst fights, though. Like, it's all just for KM showmanship, and you know he'd be showing off in the ring too, and then Josh Allen would just like knock him out.
Probably open with Ramsey and Gardner Johnson.
Yeah, I that's a fight you gotta be in your seats to see. But
maybe open with Tomlin and Brown, just so like Antonio doesn't have to like wait around, because the longer he has to wait, the less likely he would fight. So
that's part of his fight contract.
Right.
It's gotta be the first one, because I'm trying to bounce. I try to, like, you guys are gonna be lucky if I even show up on time. I certainly am not trying to be there all night.
Get it done early so you can get back in street clothes and sit sideline ringside.
I have things to do.
I really want to see that Mike Tomlin versus Antonio Brown fight. But thank you guys for listening to this week's edition of NFL University. That is some boxing matches we'd like to see across the NFL. If you could, we always appreciate that you please rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. You can follow KP on Twitter at KP_show. You can follow Justice at JUMOSQ. I'm Steven Serta. That's where you can find me. We'll talk to you guys next week.